News release. Grand River Conservation Authority. With the recent colder temperatures and snow, winter activities are well underway at the 6 Grand River conservation areas that are open year-round, including Bellwood Lake, Guelph Lake, Laurel Creek, Pinehurst Lake, Rockwood and Shades Mills conservation areas. Several of these fee-for-use conservation areas offer cross-county skiing, snowshoeing and ice fishing when conditions allow. Winter is also an excellent time of year for birdwatching and hiking. Ice fishing. This season, Guelph Lake, Pinehurst Lake and Shades Mills conservation areas are offering ice fishing. Conditions are being monitored closely at these locations to ensure that ice thickness meets safety requirements. When the ice is too thin, the program is suspended until it is safe to resume. Grand River conservation areas do not sell bait or rent ice fishing equipment such as huts. Bellwood Lake Reservoir. Anglers are reminded that ice fishing is not being offered at Bellwood Lake Conservation Area this season because of the maintenance work currently underway at Shand Dam and the low reservoir level. The ice is not being tested and the public is reminded to stay off the ice. Furthermore, low water levels can put the fish population under stress, which can be compounded by fishing. Cross-country skiing and snowshoeing. Guelph Lake, Laurel Creek, Pinehurst Lake and Shades Mills conservation areas offer snowshoeing and cross-country skiing, with some trails groomed and/or track set, when conditions allow. The availability of these activities is weather-dependent, and conditions change frequently. The public is encouraged to plan ahead and visit the Grand River Conservation Authority's online conservation area and activities status page for up-to-date information on which Grand River conservation areas are open, the current status of available activities and other useful information. The public is always reminded that the status of activities is subject to change without notice based on weather conditions or other factors. Conservation areas or trails may close from time to time, without notice, for safety or other operational reasons. Visitors are reminded to heed all signage and trail condition postings.